Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Freely giving what you can supply. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Luke 6:31. Today's popular version of the Golden Rule might go something like this. Do unto others before they undo you. A sure sign of a society preoccupied with itself. Focusing on the needs of others. That's fairly difficult when you're wrapped up in yourself. But for the Christian, the Golden Rule provides a ready remedy, as Matthew Henry explains. Walk with Matthew Henry, an English pastor born in 1662, best known for his devotional Bible commentary. What would we want others to do to us, either in justice or love, if they were in our condition, and we in theirs? That is what we must do to them. We must treat them as we should desire and justly expect to be treated ourselves. We must give to those in need, to everyone who is a proper object of charity, who lacks necessities which we have the means to supply. Given to those who are not able to help themselves, Christ would have his disciples always ready to distribute what is within their power in ordinary cases and beyond their power in extraordinary ones. Today's New Testament reading is Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 49.
But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. He also told them this parable. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into a pit? The student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take the speck out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, The torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete.
Living by the golden rule means your treatment of others is based on how you want to be treated in return. Do you desire good? Of course. Then give good. Do you want others to forgive? Absolutely. Then be quick to forgive. But here's the hard part. It is immaterial whether others actually treat you well or forgive you promptly. The point of the rule is, how would you want to be treated? The golden rule was not given to society in general. That might explain its rather tarnished image. Rather, it was issued to the only group of people empowered to keep it, the people of God. Who do you know that needs a golden touch today? He or she may be surprised to learn that someone remembers the original rule, which is untarnished and still shines.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.